News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. You probably caught it earlier on WSAU. The Brewers did not win today. They lost to the Cardinals 9-3. They still took the series 2 games of 3, but did not get the sweep. Losing today also means they did not tie an old Yankees record for getting 21 wins in the month of April. A former Marshfield High School dance coach that was fired after her squad performed to the Robin Thicke song Blurred Lines has now filed a discrimination complaint. Lisa Joling took her case to the State Department of Workforce Development. She says male coaches allow more egregious songs at a school function without getting penalized. She told the newspaper Marshfield News Herald the business she owns in the community has been affected, and so has her reputation. The fallout over a judge's rejection of the voter ID law is now centering on just how much that legal battle is going to cost state taxpayers. Plaintiff's attorney John Yulin told reporters today the full costs are not known yet, but he expects they'll be over $100,000. Under federal law, those who win civil rights cases under the Voting Rights Act can get their legal fees and court costs paid by the losing party. Those parties include the state and its top officials. Federal Judge Lynn Edelman struck down the Republican law from 2011 that requires a photo ID for voting. The state said it will appeal. That could raise the legal fees that taxpayers might be on the hook for. Oshkosh Corporation continuing to suffer from the end of the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. The maker of military vehicles reports a 17% drop in quarterly net income. Oshkosh said yesterday it netted $71.5 million in sales from January through March. That's down $86 million at the same time a year ago. Mike McCabe with Wisconsin's Democracy Campaign warns the recent U.S. Supreme Court decision striking down the total amount of campaign contributions an individual can make could blow the limits right out here in Wisconsin.
At a bare minimum, we are talking about donors having the capacity to give well over $6 million, whereas in the past, they were restrained by giving only $10,000 in a calendar year. But it could be far more than that.
Advocates pledge to continue efforts aimed at a constitutional amendment stating that corporations are not people and regulations on political spending do not encroach on First Amendment free speech rights. The economy nearly flatlined in the first 3 months of the year. Experts had expected some bad news, but this was worse than what they thought was coming. Fox News White House correspondent Wendell Guller tells us what the administration officials are blaming for the downturn.
Buried under an unusually harsh winter, the economy almost ground to a halt the first 3 months of the year, its 0.1% growth much less than economists had predicted or that the White House had hoped for. But economists had already factored in the winter and predicted 1.2% growth, and some say there were signs in the first quarter slowdown that point to a poor second quarter.
The big negative in this report was that investment by businesses really sank considerably from the end of last year, and that's usually a pretty good lead indicator of where the economy is headed.
Stephen Moore says higher taxes and Obamacare are also holding down the economy, though the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers says, quote, the positive impact of the implementation of the Affordable Care Act, together with continued slowing in health costs, helped strengthen the economy in the first quarter.
The Storm Track 9 forecast from forecaster Caleb Fox tonight. Clouds and light showers, some drizzle and fog, and a low of 38. We'll have light and variable wind. Thursday, clouds and a few light showers. Expect a high of 49. Thursday night, it'll be cloudy and relatively quiet. Expect an overnight low of 37. Partly to mostly cloudy Friday. Still a 40% chance of showers. The high will be 53. Saturday, some clouds and still a chance of showers. High 54. That's the latest news and weather. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.